Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
In today's episode, I would like to talk to you about relationships and how we can begin to have more ease and joy in our relationships by not taking things so personally. Now, of course, we all know that we shouldn't take things personally. And we can spend our day telling ourselves that we shouldn't. But how often do you feel upset, irritated, annoyed, or concerned by the things that someone else is doing or saying? If anything that anyone else is doing or saying is making you feel some way other than exactly how you want to feel, chances are in some way you've taken it personally. But what does that even mean, to take it personally? It means to make their words and their behaviors mean something about you. Not taking things personally means that you can recognize that what someone else does to you or says to you honestly really doesn't actually have anything to do with you. It is their own experience, their own thoughts, feelings, beliefs, judgments, and decisions that have led to their behavior now. You cannot control them, and they cannot control you, unless you allow their actions to make you feel something that you don't want to feel. So in this guided meditation, I'd like to give us a chance to look at all the ways we give others permission to make us feel the ways we don't want to feel, and begin to change that on the deepest level, so that you can feel more ease and joy in your relationships. So whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down, and allow your eyes to gently drift closed. Begin by taking a few deep breaths, breathing in the clear, calm air, and breathing out any stress, any tension. Releasing it and letting it go just for a few moments. And beginning to bring your attention into your breathing now. Simply noticing the sensation of breath moving in and moving out, allowing the mind to wander if it will, but always gently coming back to the breath. I'd like you now to allow yourself to think of something that someone does that really bothers you. Notice how badly you wish that you could change them. And go ahead and let go of any judgments of yourself that might come up. We all wish we could change someone at some point, and that's okay. Simply noticing how it makes you feel when they do that thing. Are you irritated, annoyed, frustrated, sad, angered, disgusted, or something else? Notice where you feel that feeling in your body. Do you feel it in your chest, your belly, your arms? Do you feel it in your face or hands? Wherever you feel that feeling, just pay attention to what it feels like for a moment. Maybe giving it a color or a texture. Allow that energy to start to spin. Spinning faster and faster. Allowing yourself to feel it now. Now see if you can reverse the spin. Reverse the rotation. Spin it the other way now. Turn it around. Good. Allowing it to gain momentum, spinning the other direction now. And now think of a color that is your favorite color, the most joyful or relaxing color, whatever comes to mind. And from the very center, see the color of this feeling just starting to change. Changing now into that beautiful, calming, relaxing color as it spins now faster and faster. Notice how the feeling begins to change. Changing into a new feeling, a new sensation in your body. And when you feel the feeling fully change, allowing it to slow, to soften, to dissipate, and now letting it go. You can bring your attention back into your breath. It's funny, but it turns out whenever someone else makes us feel angry or frustrated or annoyed, it's not really them that make us feel that way. As much as it is something in us, some pain, some hurt from the past, that's triggered by their actions. And likewise, their actions aren't really because of you, but because of something they experienced in their own life. You may or may not be aware of what experiences this person had that contribute to the way that they act now. But all you need to do to be able to feel the calm, the joy, whatever it is that you would like to feel, is to know they cannot create the way you feel. Only you can do that. And just as you change this feeling now, you can change the way you feel anytime, by shifting your focus and your attention into your body and into your breath in the present moment. and it may be valuable for you to ask yourself why it is their behavior irks you so in the first place. What pain have you experienced that they now trigger? Sometimes when we look within, it isn't hard to find some hurt from the past that's asking for attention. I invite you to give it a little attention now. Let yourself notice your own triggers and your own time. Allow them to be and find peace. The peace that can allow you to choose a new feeling. And so, with a final deep breath, finding your way back into the room. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. I encourage you to spend a few moments each day tuning into yourself. And before you get back to your busy day, I invite you to take a few moments now to appreciate yourself for taking this time to tune in to you. Thank you so much for listening to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review. And you can find more free resources at jenniferdevoux.com. Until next time.